Hello, my name is Bronisław Czarnocha. I'm a professor of mathematics at Hostos.
Since
1993. So at present, it's 23 years I'm working here. So I've been here for a while. I mean, that's over 20 years, which is nice, right? So that develops certain understanding of the place and what the whole thing is about. Here I am, otherwise called Dr. C, because my names are difficult to...
Where are you from, Dr.
Poland. I'm originally from Poland. And I came a long time ago. I came in 1969.
Why?
Long story. That's connected with Poland more than here, you know, political issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done, you know, I did finish my degree here. I am a physicist. I am not a mathematician, but theoretical physicist. And because of that, you see, coming actually here, or even earlier, at some point, thinking about teaching and so on, I realized that every classroom I can make into a teaching experiment. So as soon as I came, well, not it's not true, not as soon as I came here, but the idea of teaching research became extremely important for me. So that in some sense, every classroom here at Hostos became my experimental field, whose goal is to find such techniques of teaching and understanding that we can be closer with students, you see. Our students are very interesting and have many talents and creativity, which, however, is not expressed very often, and especially in mathematics, which is the field of enormous creativity. And yet, so this is where is my challenge primarily. How to enable our students to get in touch with their own creativity and being able to express it. Because the problem with students is simply they don't know how to express what they intuitively intuitively know, okay? So, and that is a very difficult job because they never had, attention was not paid to the question of creativity in mathematics. And it is that what relatively recently, within the last 6-7 years, became my primary focus, the creativity of our students in mathematics.
What is creativity in mathematics?
What is creativity in mathematics? Creativity is establishing one's own meaning to what you learn. And one of the sort of spectacular, let's say, elements of this creativity is something called aha moment, or Eureka experience. You know them, right? This is those moments, right, when suddenly, those are discontinuous, right? Suddenly, boom, you know everything what you wanted to know, right? And there is no much of a causal relationship in a way because it happens suddenly, right? So that's what I'm investigating now, how to teach so that I could facilitate as many as possible moments, aha moments, because aha moments have a very special quality. We are following a very interesting writer. His name is Arthur Koestler. He's a writer. However, he also committed extremely important volume called The Act of Creation, in which he stated the theory behind what's happening when actually, boom, happens, right? The coordination between what's happening in the classroom and this approach of aha moments was not done by me, but by our friend, colleague, who passed away since. But she noticed in her classroom in the Bronx, she was teaching in BCC, which is Bronx Community, you know, also mathematics, right? And she noticed at some point that what's happening in her classroom can be understood with the help of exactly this theory, okay? We published a big book about it by now. It just came out this year. It's called The Creative Enterprise of Mathematics Teaching Research. Where ultimately our work since, I would say, last 6 years have been noted and discussed And it's being promoted now because, as I said, two things are in this book, precisely those two things that were created at Hostos. One is the teaching research that we've been practicing here, and the other one is the creativity of aha moment. So this is like my, at this point, extremely important part, as I explained why, precisely because on one hand we recognize our students as being very creative, at the same time we recognize that they have no idea how to get to this creativity. So this is very important to facilitate students' aha moments, those moments of understanding, right? Because what are they? Those are moments of understanding. Suddenly, boom, you understand. Okay, the point is, of course, we cannot cause it. Creativity is not something that is, you know, well, I do this and therefore I'm creative. No, you cannot, right? I mean, it has this beautiful aspect of uncertainty, right? So I cannot say that I can create by some algorithm, but what I can do, I can create the conditions around so that the intensity and possibly the frequency of those aha moments increase.
Have you seen these students all of a sudden have this? What happens to them?
Yeah, well, it's extremely important precisely because, you see, A, it is known, B, I've seen it, that they, such moment, have the possibility. Okay, let me tell you one quote, okay? The act of creation is the act of liberation. It is the defeat of habit by originality. This is a quote from Kessler, okay? So what does it mean, right? It means that in the aha moment, there is a certain potential of essentially people feel good, right? I mean, it's very nice to understand something, but also once the student feels good about it, then that changes its attitude to mathematics. You see, the main problem is the attitude, right? I mean, mathematics is not cool, right? So the attitude both among students, among our community, among the community outside, is, well, that mathematics is not cool, therefore, tra-la-la, right? So the question is, you see, those creativity through aha moment can defeat that view, right? Defeat that view, and that's what we need. We need students to change certain habits, right? For example, in the past, very often, students were telling me, Dr. C, don't ask me to think. It tires me. Thinking is tiring. I say, yeah, of course, get going, please. You know, because the thinking, you know, understanding hasn't been too much emphasized in our education, okay? And that is, I would say, one of the main challenges in the college, right? One of the main challenges in the college is to somehow to be able to create the very atmosphere in the college in which understanding is like the thing of every day, right? In this aspect, in the past, I had several projects in the college which were around this idea. It was before I knew about aha moment. For example, some time ago, there was here it was called Critical Thinking Corridor for ESL Students. Okay, it was two administrations before, right, in the end of the 90s. And it was very interesting in the sense that it was interdisciplinary program in linked course. You know what are linked courses? That one cohort goes to together takes the same courses, right? This is called the learning community. So that's what we created then. But the main idea of it was that every subject, it was mathematics, it was, anthropology, sociology, and language, as far, maybe science, I don't remember, right? But all of them had a common aspect, namely to facilitate critical thinking within each of the courses, yet at the same time to arrive, if possible, at a general idea what it is and what is so interesting. Some time ago, there was an exam here called the CPE exam, which was the exam precisely on developing critical thinking. It was CUNY exam. And it turned out, after a while, that Hostos was just really incredible. And once Hostos was incredible, they discontinued the exam because everyone knows already how to, tra-la-la, right? But what is important, I want to say that the idea of understanding and the idea of critical thinking has a, well, certain tradition in our college by now already, okay? Well, let me stop here.
This whole idea of the aha moment is poetic.
Very, very poetic, yes, very poetic. But it happens in mathematics. You see, it's very important. One of the challenges in school is precisely mathematics. Mm. You see, it's precisely mathematics in the sense of focusing. I think that, you see, mathematics at this point is the gateway. Is the gateway really to, well, to what? To education, to higher education, to work, right? Mm. In fact, yesterday I'm reading a paper on what is called discovery method of teaching, you know, because aha moments have to be happening precisely in the context of a discovery. Why? Well, again, this guy observed that aha moment often subjective aha moment often happened to anyone in the conditions of untutored learning. And it's an untutored, that is to say, it happens when you are striving by yourself, right? And since there is no one really to explain to you, then you have to, and then it happened, right? And then it happens when you're striving, when you don't know, and then you suddenly know. And one can talk about this because, for example, in general, in literature, creativity and aha moment are often thought about as that they require a lot of knowledge of mathematics, they require to really, get into it, and if you work, then sometimes they happen. However, what we find out is that the role of the teacher can be such that can help to pass by those aspects that usually one gets with familiarity with the domain by proper questioning. What makes for facilitation is the questioning of the teacher. But such a questioning, you see, when the teacher leaves enough intellectual freedom for the student so that student has the opportunity by himself or herself to come to something by themselves, okay? Not by me telling, not by reading, but by such a coordination of questioning which brings forward that moment of understanding. Well, I'll give you one example, okay? I am sort of a leftist, let's say this way. Right? Essentially, most people are here. You know, you have to be working here. It's not, well, not necessarily. We have big arguments and so on. But one of the things that is very little known is, for example, I found recently, okay, a statement, Karl Marx, okay, in 1870, in one of the letters, right, states that the English working class has all material ready for social revolutions. What they lack is the spirit of generalization and revolutionary ardor. 1870. What attracted my attention, spirit of generalization. Now, wait a minute. I am teaching here in the working class institution. Our students don't know anything about the spirit of generalization. That is precisely one of the problems, because generalization in certain aspects, an extremely creative process. And not only that, for example, one of the models of, but also the very deep fact is that algebra is the generalization of arithmetics. And arithmetics is particularization of algebra, right? So here in our very remedial courses, we have this excellent opportunity to try to develop it, right? To try to develop spirit of generalization. But you understand, if Marx see it in 1870, and we are in 2016, we observe exactly the same effect. No spirit of generalization. Hey, listen, that means something, right? It means that something for 170 years haven't been touched. Namely, how to develop working class spirit of generalization, among other things, right? And I would say that at this point, this is my main motivation. You see,
And generalization because it's important to understand the context.
Context of life in relation to the individual experience. You see, generalization is the process of going from the concrete of your life to see it as an aspect of something more general. This is what I'm talking about, right? And that is, can you imagine, 170 years? And I wrote a paper recently. I collected some knowledge, like from America, from Poland, where I am from, right? Everything showing that there are very strong forces at work that don't allow working class people to gain spirit of generalization. Yes, spirit of generalization. What I wanted to say is, for example, in 2012, and generally in CUNY, the attitude to algebra was extremely, extremely ambiguous. Because it's very difficult for students. So in fact, there were times when they decided to resign of algebra, right, and let students go into, such aspects of mathematics which don't require generalization. And of course, the arguments are, well, if students don't do well, maybe they will do well in mathematics and some other, and this way they can gain, the credits for that. But ultimately, the purpose is to switch students from developing their thinking into, statistical or quantitative literacy. Quantitative literacy. There are such courses, and they are important courses, but they don't do what arithmetic and algebra do, right? Because there is no opportunity for very much of generalization, So. And this is a very strong policy at present in the States, right? I mean, in 2012, there was this very important article in the Times telling that algebra is essentially unnecessary. Why don't students just do those, crunching numbers, arithmetic and so on? But, for example, the guy from Queens tells us that predictions in the market, right, the students will need algebra at 5% only, so why to teach it, right?
I remember that article.
You remember that article, right? Yeah. So I'm using it pretty extensively as an example of what kind of an attitude is so destructive to, and so on, right? So this is very important for me, I don't know to what degree. I mean, for example, Bronx community has somewhat similar population, but there is something unique from a... You see, hostels, of course, history of hostels, right? It was created here, and here was one of the, depths of poverty, right, in the 60s, right? And it was the demand of the community to institute this college, right? You know about it? There were strikes, tra-la, la-la, 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 right? And it's interesting, it's 68, it's exactly the year that I left Poland, In fact, I came, and the first year when I lived in the States was on Grand Concourse. I didn't know anything about it at all, But as I say, it's not far. So what I was saying... Right. But what is unique here... But first, what is unique is the way this college was created, and that imposed a certain direction of movement. In fact, at the very beginnings, while, the college was trying, was very, very beautiful, in my opinion, in this effort to find a way, right, to find a way to introduce education here to this. The population is changing, by the way. When I came here, the population was much more Hispanic, in the sense, and much more Dominican, okay? And they were really getting students, Office of Admission at that time was working to get students. They were getting students from the boats, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la. So the hostels managed, but it was addressed a lot to the working class as well as women. You know that this is in terms of gender, is majority of women. It's diminishing, but it was up to 80%, right? And that was in itself extremely... extremely interesting,
And now, what do you see?
Well, the population changed significantly. I think we have much more students coming, for example, from Africa, from Middle East. Well, I have quite a few new Arabic students, which is interesting for me to find out how they think, right? They are generally quite good students, I must tell you, right? But the thing is slightly changing in the sense that I don't know whether, how should I say? For example, in the past, but it's still happening, you see, in the past, quite often, some students would come up to me and when I'm, you know, I'm pretty strict. I mean, I want this dumb homework to be done and on time and so on, right? But students counselors and Dr. C, I was just walking, my boyfriend was shot dead yesterday on the street, so I couldn't really do the homework. I say, fine, no problem, when ta-ta-ta-ta. Some other is telling me, another very, very smart woman, very beautiful too, is telling me, look, I mean, my cousin just died in my bed. So there is a lot of things that are happening here, which we know only kind of anecdotically, okay, that our students bear at the same time, you see. And then maybe this is one of the biggest challenges, right? Knowing that the life of our students is difficult. Talking about working class, very difficult life. I mean, people, I had students who used to live in shelters, you know, with the children, right? But they were coming to school because there was a way of getting out. So in other words, on one hand, you see another challenge. On one hand, we have students who are very tried in life, yes. At the same time, our task is to help them by, how should I say, by being, on one hand, understanding, on the other hand, demanding. That's right. That's extremely difficult. But I like very much teaching students here. I like that very much. Yeah. I also like the fact I have to fight. I'm known as a rebel of hostels, okay? So I always have to fight, you know, for those programs, for what I want to do. But it is also one's own attitude, you see, that essentially in every class, I keep my eyes open because something interesting might happen. You see, it's like that's where this motivation for research comes, you know. And students, once I start talking about aha moments, they pick up and they even say, Doctor, I just had aha moment on this occasion. And I always ask them, oh, please, now we must write. And now I have to be a bit more systematic about it. To future generations, you see, to future generations, generally, in my opinion, and I've been quite vocal about it in the college, is the mathematics. Mathematics in this college, while, you know, we work and we do extremely good job in the conditions, yet at the same time, mathematics is not, doesn't have this strong lamp, strong light, in which we could feel that it is, how should I say, to say it politically, that we would really feel that our work is important and appreciating in the college. That's very important, you know, mathematics. Mathematics is, as I'm telling you, I mean, in most of the articles, it becomes clear that the businessmen are asking for, not for knowledge from memory, but asking for the ability to solve problem, for coming to the new situation, understand the new situation, and react to it, right? In the mathematical terms. So this requires a different approach, but not just by us, but by the whole institution, I bet. That's very important. So for the future generation, take care of mathematics.